Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Samuel, and each week we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey.
When I work with clients, I like to find out how they operate in terms of goal setting in relation to time and ask them certain questions to gain these insights. The first question I ask is, are they looking to have a good month, a good year, or a good career? If they answer a good month or year, I then work with them to create a vision for the future. But mostly, the answer that they give is that they want a good career. I then dig in and ask them about their goals for the next month, 6 months, and year, and then ultimately what they want to achieve with their career. And this is where there can be some discrepancy, where the goals that they've set for the shorter term don't actually align with where they're trying to get career-wise. I try to help them understand that if you have a career goal, then almost everything that you do needs to align with taking you a step closer to that goal. Goal setting becomes a lot easier when you just ask this simple question. Does what I'm planning here take me closer to my career goal? Does it keep me in the same place, or does it take me in another direction? Or is it even a step back from what I'm trying to achieve? Once you know what you want and you continually ask that question, decision making becomes easier. You can apply this to different areas of your life as well. Another question I like to ask is, do you worry about what other people think constantly? Or do you plan how to present things, especially your goals, according to whether you think other people will approve? Or do you just get on with your own stuff and do this as well as you can and really allow other people to worry about you? Because the reality is we can spend far too much time and energy wondering what other people think about us or think about what we're doing and whether it will fit their narrative so that we can avoid embarrassing ourselves. Thing is, most people worry about others, and the reality is they don't actually have that much energy and headspace to think about anyone else. And therefore, when we worry about other people, we fail to realize just how little other people actually think about us. So just assume that people aren't going to notice what you're doing or really care about it, because other than those who support you or working with you or closest to you, and even then, we probably overestimate how much they're concerned about us because they have their own lives to live and their own demons to overcome. But it's a lot easier to get on and do things when you just assume that nobody will notice or care. Anyway, I hope these questions help you think a little bit about what your goals are. And of course, coming into the new year, it is a nugget that I hope will serve you well as you set your goals for 2024 and beyond. I wish you all the best for the new year and that you have a very successful 2024 and continue listening to my podcast, because I'm very grateful for every listen. It is a pleasure to share what I know and in some way help someone somewhere maybe to think a little differently. As I mentioned in last week's podcast, I'm really looking for your stories this year to widen the net and for me to learn some great lessons from all of you and to share those with the wider audience. So again, please contact me via my email address, david@mindsetcollege.co.uk, or Facebook or Instagram. And I can't wait to have one of you on my podcast soon. Speak next week.
That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, a guide to the difference between belief and confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.